This is the U105 phone-in with Frank Mitchell.
So, good morning to you. It is Halloween 2018. We have a busy programme between now and 12 noon. We'll be touching on the news issues. We'll be touching on the, well, I suppose, the Halloween festivities and the stories associated with the witching night and all of that. So whatever's on your mind, do let us know. Maybe there's a topic that you want to bring to the radio. 0289033105. Now, the police did not protect informers when investigating the murder of Robert McCartney near a May Street bar in January 2005. That's according to the police ombudsman. We'll speak to the ombudsman in just a moment. The Whitey Bulger story has taken a latest and final twist. If you're wondering, story of who? We'll have the detail for you later on this programme. And what would stop you from buying a house? We'll ask that question again a little later this morning. And one of the world's leading adventurers will be live in the studio at about 10:30 today. So 0289033105. Now, the police ombudsman, you have heard him on the news, Dr. Michael Maguire, has said that while he understands the family of Robert McCartney may well feel the criminal justice system has failed them, there is no evidence police played any part in that failure. And Dr. Maguire is on the line. Dr. Michael Maguire, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the police did not protect informers when investigating the murder of Robert McCartney. There's the old saying, the dogs in the street thought they were doing that. You're absolutely confident that they didn't.
Well, in this investigation, we interviewed well in excess of 20 witnesses. We looked at thousands of documents and looked at a lot of intelligence material. And there was nothing that I saw, my investigator saw, that would suggest that anybody was protected from justice. This was a complex investigation, and the police had some, you know, very specific difficulties in relation to trying to pursue this murder investigation. There was a reluctance of people to come forward. There was issues around the credibility of witnesses and so on. Detectives sought to work around these obstacles, but and while they were able to bring three people before the courts who were acquitted, there was nothing to suggest that anybody was protected, as far as I could see.
There had been a lot of talk about the forensic cleaning of McGuinness's bar by people who would have been linked in some way to covering up and protecting the killers. You're saying that wasn't actually the case at all, that the bar was... there may have been an effort, but the bar certainly wasn't forensically cleaned.
No, the bar wasn't forensically cleaned. There were certainly some attempts made after the incident in the bar. And remember that Mr. McCartney was killed in the street. But there were some attempts to wipe up blood and so on. But by no means was that a forensic clean. And indeed, the police removed the equivalent of three industrial bins from the scenes, which were then subject to testing.
Outside where the attack did happen, what efforts were made to find the murder weapon?
Well, the police, as far as we could determine, conducted an extensive search of drains, gullies, rooftops to find the murder weapon. They were unable to do so. And that was part of a series of investigative steps, which included trying to track down the witnesses who were in the bar. We looked at the approach that they took in relation to that. So this was one area of the investigation that they tried, as far as we could see, to do their best, but unfortunately were not able to get the murder weapon itself.
Do you believe that the killer or killers would still be at large because of fear in the community that the IRA put pressure on the witnesses and they weren't prepared to come forward?
Well, clearly there was a reluctance of some people to come forward. I mean, that's without question. And certainly when you look at the numbers of individuals who were in the bar and on the street, as far as I can remember, none of them actually were able to give evidence in court. So there were issues in relation to some people coming forward. It's not my job to determine, nor could I determine why that was the case. But from a policing point of view, the police can only go on the basis of the evidence that they have. And if people aren't prepared to give witness statements, to put their names to those statements, and ultimately to give evidence in court, then that does undermine the investigation that you're doing.
Are you confident, however, the police weren't under any political pressure whatsoever to fail in the task off discovering who exactly killed Robert McCartney and who issued the orders for him to be killed, or more so, who covered up the killing. Orders may not have been issued, but who covered up the killing of Robert McCartney?
I mean, that's a pretty serious allegation, and certainly one which would have been evident in relation to a weak police investigation, where they'd failed investigative steps, where they didn't pursue lines of inquiry, where they didn't arrest people or interview them when they should have, based on what they knew. And in looking at the investigative steps that the police took, certainly there was no evidence that any of those actions took place. Certainly the officers involved denied any political pressure whatsoever. And when you look at the nature of the investigative steps that they undertook, as I say, we were content with what they'd done in the circumstances that they found themselves.
The McCartney family, they've suffered so much down the years trying to get to the bottom of who killed their brother. They've been in the media time and again, and they would have been holding out some hope maybe that the police ombudsman's report may have found some morsel of comfort for them. They can't really take anything from this report that gives them any hope at all.
Well, you can only begin to understand what the McCartney family have gone through. I mean, to have a loved one murdered in the street, and the bottom line is that no one has been brought to justice for this. So the implications that has on any family are profound. We did not look at the murder investigation. We looked at the police response to that. And all I can say is, in the context of the evidence that we considered with regard to the steps that the police took, then we found nothing that would suggest that the police investigation was undermined or purposely undermined. I think in the context of the role of the ombudsman, there are occasions when we are very critical of the police, and I have spoken to you about that in the past. There are other occasions where, we don't give families the answers that they think they need in the context of particular circumstances. That's the job of the ombudsman, to look at any investigation and to come to a view based on an independent view based on the evidence that we've seen.
Would it be your belief that the murderer or murderers of Robert McCartney have finally got away with it, that they will not ever face justice?
I don't think you could say that. I mean, certainly the police today, in response to the report, have issued a statement to say if people have evidence that they should come forward. And I know that the McCartney family have made similar requests. You can never say that, because you don't know what's going to happen in the past. You don't know whether someone's conscience might be pricked to be able to say, look, this is what happened. So I don't think a murder investigation like this should ever be closed. There are always opportunities in the future that might mean someone could be brought to justice.
And do you believe that there are people who know exactly what happened and they just are so fearful, or they've closed the book on it, they don't want to look back on it, they can't carry it with them, they've put it out of their mind, that on a day like today they might be rethinking it as they hear it reported on the news?
Well, I can only hope that perhaps that would be the case. I mean, I would support the police's efforts to pursue this murder investigation, and indeed if anybody does have information around the murder of Robert McCartney, they should come forward. This is only one element of the overall nature of the events that was considered in the context that what we looked at was the police investigation. There were complaints made to the office about how the police had conducted their investigation, and the bottom line is that in the set of circumstances the police found themselves, it was a complex investigation, and detectives did their best to try and work around the obstacles that they had in front of them.
And one of the criticisms, of course, was that it took the police a long time to actually go to the bar. But is that simply because the main incident was outside the bar, or there's just a question mark over why the police were so slow to go into the bar?
Well, the bar, you're absolutely right. The actual knife attack itself, where Robert was stabbed, did take place on the street, and the first priority of the police was the protection and preservation of life, so they focused on that and on that incident. When it became apparent that this was a continuation of something that had happened in the bar, then the scene was taken again. As I said earlier, there was at the time a suggestion of the bar being forensically cleaned. That wasn't the case, and the police took a substantial amount of material away for DNA testing and blood matter and so on. So, yeah, I can understand why there was concerns about that, but in the context of what we looked at, we felt that the police response that evening was appropriate.
Okay, Dr. Michael McGuire, Police Ombudsman, thank you very much indeed. If you're just switching on the radio, good morning. This is the U105 phone-in.